Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Nicole Kamanjian, and I'm here with Cody Richard and Jeff Rappaport. In this week's episode, Cody has another deal for us. It's a duplex in Salt Lake City. And so he's going to show us what options he came up with. And so Cody, if you want to share your screen, we can get started.
Yeah, so much help from the last one with Jeff. So we are going to have him do more of my offer writing and reviewing for me.
Just why not?
Just have him do my job. So yeah, this one, like Nicole said, Salt Lake City duplex. Each unit is 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, built in 1939, so fairly old. It's about 4,000 square feet, so both of the units are around 2,000. The property is in fair condition. Exterior, the roof definitely needs to be redone. On the interior, they're both updated in about the last 10 years, so still in pretty good condition, even though they've been rented. For the AC, they just use window units right now, so that could be something that needs to be addressed in the future. Similar to our last example, this guy, he's just a tired landlord. He does not want to be dealing with repairs and maintenance on the property, dealing with it day in, day out. And then he mentioned he was open to carrying for 5 years and basically found that out through talking with him, asking him, hey, we do owner financing. How long are you open to letting the term go? We can go as long as 30 years. And this is the answer he gave to me there.
5 years.
5 years.
Okay.
So that made my job a little bit easier. But as far as the financials go, he's asking $765. He only owes $20,000. So he's right on the doorstep of getting this paid off.
Yep.
His current payment is $800, and that's PITI as well. The current rents are $3,400. I think they can be raised up to $4,000. And I just did a little rental comp for the area through Rentometer, just looked at what properties were renting for. Owner's not paying any utilities. They're on separate meters for every utility. Taxes are $246 per month. Estimated insurance to be $200. And then I also estimated repairs and maintenance at $300 per month.
So it's becoming clear to me that you are after income property, like landlords, correct?
Especially for owner financing.
Yeah, which is a great list to go after. Yep. Okay. So Nicole, tell me, based on what you see right now, what sticks out?
The ARV is unknown, so
I could care less.
That's not really, so how do you, well, if he's asking 675, like when you're doing seller financing, when you're doing seller financing, does it not really matter, like if that property is really worth that much money?
I'm not worried about the price.
Okay, well,
but what do you think I'm talking about, Cody?
How long he wants to carry and then where the rents are at right now?
So the thing that sticks out to me, I think one that you did a good job of finding out, the only other question I'd be is, how much, what is he willing to take as a down payment, right? But here's the biggest thing that sticks out to me. Where are we at with the 1% rule?
We are about the 0.5% rule.
We are even less, right? So this is going to get more difficult to cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell already. And that's the first thing that sticks out to me, right? So all the rest is, it's good. You gathered good information. But I can tell right away that we're going to have to look at some different kinds of ways to buy this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell me what you've done.
Yeah. We'll see if I spun it well enough to be able to get a little bit of cash flow out of this.
Well, we now know where to go with it, right? Well, we know how to kind of determine if it can provide you any cash flow.
Mm-hmm. So the option, I just came up with one option, knowing that he wanted a 5-year term.
Okay.
So I did another contract for deed, as we did in a previous example. Purchase price is $7.
But before you go on, is this for you? Is this for a wholesale? But what is this for?
For me personally, I always look at everything from both perspectives. Okay. Usually if the down payment gets too high, I don't want to keep it for myself at this point in my investing journey. So this would primarily be to wholesale.
Okay, good.
So the purchase price I offered was $735,400, so about $30,000 below where he wanted to be. Down payment of $35,150, so enough to put $20,000 towards that what was owed on the property, and then $15,000 in his pocket. The interest rate I did was 2.5%, so about as low as possible, amortized over 40 years. So my goal was to get that payment as low as possible to create cash flow.
Okay.
Monthly payment I got with that was $2,309. And then the term was 60 months. We had a balloon payment of $645,959. And then over those 5 years, the seller would gross $819,649. So I was planning to at least show him that, hey, we can get above your asking price if you're willing to wait in terms of gross.
So it's not really about what you're paying the purchase price. It's more about what he'd be receiving over time.
That's what I want to pitch to him.
Okay. All right. Go through the as is income and show me what you think, and then let's work through some numbers.
Yeah. And Nicole, does all that make sense to you?
Yeah. I was just going to ask a question. How did you? So I understand like the term, that's obviously the 5 years, but how did you come up with the balloon payment? What was the math on that?
Yeah. So we can go to the calculator. So can everybody see my calculator?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got to actually do a little math to get the present value. So if we do the purchase price, $735,400 minus the down payment of $35,000.
You went back to the slideshow, sorry.
I will bring that right back up in a second.
Okay.
Okay. So the present value is going to be $700,250.
Mm-hmm.
Our interest rate, 2.5%. Our term is going to be 480 months, which is 40 years. So 40 years times 12 months, 480. Then our payment, that's how we got the 2309. And then we replace N, or the period, number of months, with 60, and then solve for future value.
Oh, that's what I missed, was replacing the 480 with 60. So got it.
So yeah, so that's how you get your balloon payment, is that future value.
Okay.
Good. Any other questions?
No, I'm right there with you.
Cool. Now we can dive into how poor the cash flow is as is. So,
and wait, I'm going to point something else out to you in a second.
Yes.
Too. Go ahead. No, I want you to go through this.
Yeah. So like I mentioned, the current rent's $3,400 per month. And with that, just my only expenses I put in there were, I put the debt service in, but repairs and maintenance, taxes, insurance. No property management, no vacancy, got us a monthly net of $345.
And I don't mind you not having management on a duplex, right? You can get away with that, right? A lot of people will just do it themselves. Okay, go on.
Yeah, and so with that, had an NOI of $4,138, which is just the monthly net times 12. And then I estimated it needed $60,000 in repairs because it needs a new roof. It's a bit dated on the interior. which led to a cash on cash return of 4% if I were to wholesale it with a $10,000 fee.
Ouch.
Pretty low there.
Yep. And I could have told you that in 10 seconds when I saw the numbers, right? So, because it's going to be difficult to cash flow this property. First of all, where in the world has our market gone where you now can sell something or at least have the gall to try to sell something that brings in $3,400 a month and needs a new roof and is dated. And I still want $765 as is, right? Are you nuts? Absolutely crazy. So, but here's one of the things I want you to look at. And not many people would look at this, okay? So look at where your balloon payment is, okay? $645,959. Okay, so just take, let's go to your calculator or your whiteboard, whatever one you prefer. Go to your calculator.
Okay.
Okay, so in 5 years, let's say that Cody is buying this property, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you put in $645 as your present value?
Oh, I see. My financial calculator.
Yeah.
Okay. 645.
Present 645. Value. Yep. Okay. My guess, and it's anyone's guess, but I don't really see you getting less than a 4% interest rate in 5 years from now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with 4%. Amortized over 30 years. Figure out what your payment is. Ouch.
Yeah, I could see myself walking into the stall on that one.
The problem when you keep going back to that 40-year amortization is...
And just for audio listeners, our payment is $3,079.
Yeah, so, and that's principal and interest, right? No taxes, no insurance, and... I know that, you know, hopefully there'll be some appreciation in rents, but I'm certainly not going in. I'm not buying properties where I'm hoping that things are going to appreciate by a certain amount in 5 years, right? I'm going to make my money no matter what. And I'm not banking on that, but my payment is going to go up, you know, almost $800 from where it is after 5 years. Could it be more? I mean, you might be 4.5% then. Who knows? So that's one of the things that I would start looking at. And when you're trying to amortize, when you're trying to drag out the amortization, those are the issues that you're going to run into. So, you know, we're going to have to come up with some better ideas. Luckily, we have some. So let's work backwards and see what the true NOI would be, because you've included debt and whatever. So why don't we make a list of what the expenses are, what the income is. And in this one, we have a pro forma income, right? Where the rents might be on the low side. Have you confirmed that, or is that what the seller is just telling you?
Those rents?
Yeah.
So I've confirmed that with Rentometer. That was the average. So I wasn't looking up on the higher amounts or lower. That was the average on what Rentometer was.
Are these both 3.2s? It's 3.2 on each side? Okay. So, $2,000 a month is... Yeah, it seems like a lot of money for a dated, but okay. So let's figure out, let's take what the current rent is, right? $3,400?
Correct.
Times 12.
Okay.
$40,800, right? Okay, let's take a, let's just take a 5% vacancy.
How did you figure out vacancy again, Jeff?
I'm just taking, yeah, but to me, vacancy is always going to be, it's 3% to 10, 12%. And if you're dealing in that 10 plus percent, then you're probably dealing in some pretty sketchy areas. 3% is pretty low, and because it's not really about that it's hard to fill, and this wouldn't be hard to fill, especially if it was in good condition. But if you are, so Nicole, you're leaving, you know, this week. If you were renting a place, you would give your notice, right? You'd move out. Mm-hmm. They'd come in whenever they got around to it and check it out. Very rarely are you going to be able to say, hey, it's ready to go. Nicole's out and she left nothing. It's in excellent condition and we can put an ad in the paper tomorrow, right? You have a rental that you know that that's not the case. So you may have a little bit of work to do, and at the very least, cleaning it, right? Cleaning it, really mm-hmm. deep cleaning it, and maybe some touch-up things here and there. And then you start running an ad, and you know, all of a sudden, you're 2 weeks in, and if you get an applicant, then you're going to run them through, you know, whatever process you go through. And, you know, it's 2-3 weeks minimum, right? Almost no matter what. And if you're getting $2,000 in rent, the vacancy is only $2,040. You're basically giving up 1 month's worth of rent per year. That's not a whole lot. So it might actually be on the low side for this, but I guess the hope is that people would stay a little longer term in something like this. It's a little bigger and you know, there's nowhere really to go right now, right?
So it's 5% of the rents. The rents. Okay.
Yep, the gross rents. So
okay.
It'd be gross rents minus vacancy equals, you know, effective gross income, I think is what they call it. So.
Right, yeah, so, I was going to say, in that example, like you said, our $40,800 times 0.05 is $2,040. So our effective gross rents would be $38,760 after we take out vacancy.
Yep. So now let's look at expenses, okay? So what do we have already? We have taxes. Right, $3,000 for the year, is that right? $246 a month, about, or is this the last? These look like very similar expenses. Insurance is $2,400, right?
About $250 a month. Yep, insurance is about the same.
Repairs are $3,600. See, he gave repairs. The last person didn't. Mm-hmm. Question is there any other kind of maintenance, like, you know, who mows the lawn, who takes care of the pest control, the snow removal, whatever. So I'm going to put maintenance, you know, $100. So $1,200 a month.
So $3,600 for repairs and $1,200 for maintenance?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm not, we're not going to worry about management on this one. And he claims that there's no utilities.
Correct.
Yep. I would probably still.
At least I guess I deal with the water, sewer, trash, but then I make the tenant pay for that, like as a separate.
So let's do this. And on maintenance, let's make it $1,500 and just, you know, because anytime there's a vacancy, what we're covering the utilities. But there's almost always going to be some, it may not be very much.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else we can think of? I'm not worrying about capital expense. This is a duplex.
No management.
Nope. I think let's go with this. Okay. So
adding up all those expenses, how much was it?
I think it's 10,500.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got.
So when we're dealing with a duplex, right, this doesn't work quite the same as, you know, like a commercial property, you mm-hmm. know, figuring out NOI and, but in reality, it does. I mean, if we were going to use it to figure out like cap rate, which is more advanced and whatever, it probably wouldn't be what you'd want to do. Cap rate applies to commercial property. So does the NOI. However, you know, are these real things that are going to come out on a monthly basis that they're going to determine your cash flow, right? It absolutely is going to happen. So let's find out how much money we have to work with here. So let's take our $38,760, that's our gross effective rents, minus $10,500.
Okay.
Which is what, 28,260?
Yep, $28,260. So that's our NOI?
That's basically our NOI, yep. And in this case, really, you know, how much money we have left to pay debt service and leave for cash flow. So let me think about this for a second. The purchase price, he's asking $765, right? If you put down, let's say, $65,000, you still owe $700,000, right? Just using my calculator, if I just figure out $700,000 at 3% interest over 30 years, that payment is $2,951. Okay, 3%. 3.5% is almost $3,150. 3.75%, $3,241. Pretty much, there's no way that we're getting, you know, any payment less than $3,000 a month, right? We're not going to the bank and getting a loan for 2.something% non-owner occupied. And yep, that was putting down 10%, we'd be putting down 20. So is it even feasible that if out of this 28,000, we can't even offer the seller $24,000, which would be $2,000 a month, and leave any kind of cash flow, right? It would basically be zero, right? Even if, what if we could eliminate, I don't even know what we don't have that many in expenses, right? I mean,
we don't pay our taxes.
We have no management, maybe we could cut our repairs down by $2,000. So we have $30,000 to work with. All right. So would you be willing to put down 10% and make $500 a month cash flow on this? That would be $6,000 for the year. And you are looking at your down payment of, let's say, $75,000. Whoa. So your cash on cash return is 8, which actually is not the worst thing in the world, but it's not much of a wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, are you writing that out, Cody? Like how he figured that out, the cash on cash? It's just 6,000 divided by the 70.
First of all, it's all hypothetical. We can't even create those numbers, right? That's if, you know, we could cut repairs down by half.
That's in fantasy land that we would get 8%.
Yeah, right? So,
yeah.
So the real question here is, he is asking way too much money, right? Based on what it brings in and based on the repairs. So to me, you know, right away, I'd be out. Just because there's too many things to overcome. You know, if this was in pristine condition, that would be one thing. Now, maybe I might play this game. If it had a lot of upside, you know, where I might be able to raise the rent significantly, then I might play this game. But what I'm hearing is I've got a guy that's asking way more than what it's worth, way more. And I'm sorry, but as soon as you told me the price, I'm like, not a chance. Based on the rent, it's like, this is terrible. I would tell him, I hope you enjoy owning this till you die. Because
he might be able to sell that though on the MLS. I'm not even joking.
For $765?
I mean,
if someone wanted to do like what you do, which is Airbnb, nightly rentals kind of thing, then maybe. But as a straight rental, this doesn't make any sense at all. However, you know, are there still things that we could do? Yes, there are. And we'll discuss them and we'll see how well they work. I don't think they're going to work very well. But I would show you that, you know, one of the things that I don't want to do is go with what Cody put together. And in 5 years, my payment go up. Right. that is not what I need here. Right. So just so we figure this out, Cody, if your payment, what was your payment in your offer?
So my payment, my offer.
Wasn't it like 23?
It was, I'll get there eventually. $2,300. Yep.
So let's take 2,300 times 12. Equals 27,600. So you are making $800 for the year. 860.
I'll pass.
Yeah, right. that's putting down, what did you have? 35,000. So we'll wrap this up. I think this was good. This is what's really truly going on in some markets across the country, right? Then these are the more appreciating markets, not the more rental friendly markets. But I'll show you, because this is what we've been doing, is that we don't want, people still buy this stuff, right? I don't know why. They think that rents will keep going up or it's going to keep appreciating. They're not buying it necessarily for the cash flow. Although this is really high. And when I say that, based on the rents, based on where the rents could go, and based on how much work is still going to be needed with the property, right? This doesn't have really, this is a money pit. So, but we'll make some assumptions in the next episode and we'll see where it takes us. All right, so really quickly, thank you for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Nicole, do you have any questions?
No, I've asked them throughout
the
episode this time.
Good. Thank you for listening. Please rate and review us. Makes a big difference to us. And give us some feedback. Let us know on how the new format is. Come join our Creative Financing Podcast Facebook group. Very easy to do. Just go to the Creative Financing Podcast Facebook group and ask to join. You will be let in. happy to answer your questions, look at your deals. Good way to get your deal and maybe you on our podcast. So go do that now. If you're looking for furthering education, we have two programs. We have an apprentice program, focus on deal structuring and looking for deals all throughout the country, commercial, single family, getting a little bit more away from the wholesaling and a little more of acquisitions or staying in the middle. If you have some interest in learning more about that program, contact Rebecca at weofferoptions.com. We have the Creative Financing Academy, came out of doing this podcast. We focus on just creative financing, whether it be a supplement to your business or a business all on its own, going through all the different kinds of strategies, exits, thought processes, clauses, how to write your contracts, how to protect yourself, in depth with coaching and videos and everything else. If you have interest in that, please contact me, Jeff, at weofferoptions.com. Any last words? Oh, and our YouTube channel. I keep forgetting our YouTube channel. Cody and Nicole can tell you about that and where you can go to actually see these visually so you can get even more out of it.
Yeah, we're visual and audio now. We will cover that in the intro, so I think we are all set.
Great. Well, then go out and create some terms. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.